Let's rise and begin singing our first hymn. Son and Holy Ghost. the undivided unity.
Let us give glory to Him, because He is come with His mercy to us.
O Lord, our Lord,
how majestic is Your name in all the earth.
You have set Your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouth of the infants, You have established strength.
When I look at Your heavens, the work of Your fingers,
the moon and the stars, which You have set in place.
Yet You have made Him a little lower than the heavenly beings,
and have crowned Him with glory and honor.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity.
Let us give glory to Him, because He has shown His mercy to us.
Everlasting God, You have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity and the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For You, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign one God, now and forever. Confessional reading is questions 3 and 4. What has this one God done? God has made all things and loves His creation, especially His human creatures. Beginning with our first parents, all humanity has rebelled against Him and fallen into darkness, sin, and death. God the Father sent his only Son into the world to become a man and to redeem and save humanity by his death and resurrection. God sent his Spirit so that people might once again be his own through faith in his Son Jesus, who is the world's only hope, life, and salvation. Romans 6. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Galatians 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. What is a Christian? A Christian is someone who, by the power and work of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, believes in and confesses Jesus as Lord and Savior. Through baptism, a Christian is adopted into the Father's family, the Church. Romans 8. For you do not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. For you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Romans 10. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. 1 Corinthians 6. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 12. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed. No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament reading for Trinity Sunday is written in the 6th chapter of the Old Testament book Isaiah, beginning with verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. One cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. Here endeth the Old Testament reading. We continue with the gradual printed in your bulletin. Blessed are you, O Lord, who beholds the deep.
And who dwells between the cherubim.
Blessed are you, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven.
And ready to be praised forever.
Our epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, in the 11th chapter. All the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who was first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia verse printed in your bulletin. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Blessed are you, O Lord God of our fathers, and greatly to be praised in our Lord God forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, beginning with verse 1.
Glory be to thee.
a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and you do not know these things? Most assuredly I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Here endeth the Gospel reading. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Athanasian Creed. Whoever will be saved before all things, it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith.
Which faith accepts everyone to be whole and undefiled, without doubt.
And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity.
Neither confined in persons, nor divided in substance.
There is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost.
But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is all one. The glory of equal, and majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Ghost uncreated.
The Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, the Holy Ghost incomprehensible.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
As there are not three uncreated, nor three incomprehensible, but one uncreated and one incomprehensible.
So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God.
And yet there are not three gods.
So likewise, the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Ghost Lord.
And yet not three Lords, but one Lord.
For like as we are compelled by the Christian verity to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord,
so are we forbidden by the Catholic religion to say there be three gods or three Lords.
The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten.
The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten.
The Holy Ghost is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Ghost, not three Holy Ghosts.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after the other. None is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal together and co-equal, so that in all things, as it is for said, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity, which is worshipped.
He therefore will be saved, must think thus of the Trinity.
Furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he also believe faithfully the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
For the right faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man.
God of the substance of the Father, begotten before the worlds, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world.
Perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting.
Equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as touching his manhood.
Who, although he be God and man, and he is not two, but one Christ.
One God by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking manhood into God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead.
He ascended into heaven, and stood on the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
At whose coming all men shall rise again with their bodies, and shall give an account of their own works.
And they that have done good shall go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire.
This is the Catholic faith, which except a man believe faithfully and firmly, he cannot be saved. Please be seated as we continue with this sermon hymn.
Thank you.
verse 3, where Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The theme is in the presence of the Trinity, the God who saves. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Trinity is the name given to God to describe Him as one God, yet three distinct persons. Now, the name Trinity is not found in the Bible. Nevertheless, the Bible clearly teaches the doctrine of the Trinity. The church did not invent this concept of God as three persons in one substance. No, God taught His church through His holy prophets and apostles that He is one God, yet three equal in majesty persons. Moses says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." God is one. This is the first lesson any Christian learns about God. There is only one God, yet the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. As the Scriptures repeatedly demonstrate, and as our creeds confess. Dear saints in Christ, the teaching of the Trinity is not some advanced academic theory that remains largely unimportant for the common Christian. It is necessary for eternal salvation that you confess the Trinity as the one and only God, as you confess today in the Athanasian Creed. This is the Catholic, universal faith. The Christian Church has always confessed this. Lutherans are Catholic. Lutherans believe what the Christian Church has always believed since the Apostles. That is what it means to be Catholic. Now, you cannot deny the Trinity and be saved. False religions such as Islam, Mormonism, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Unitarians, who deny that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three persons united in one Godhead, deny the only true God. They cannot be saved unless they are converted to the true faith. Now, this sounds quite mean, doesn't it? People don't talk like this. How can you insist that you have to believe in one specific belief in order to be saved? And is it really all about Jesus? Can't you just say, as long as you love Jesus, you're saved? Why must you insist that someone confess the Trinity? Well, first, it isn't you who can insist, but God Himself. He did this when He said, "You shall have no other gods before me." Second, because there is no other God who saves than the Holy Trinity. Allah cannot save you. The God of the Mormon Church cannot save you. Nor can the false God of modern Judaism. Only the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, saves. Outside of faith in Him, there is no salvation. Now, you cannot save yourself by your own good works. You can only be saved by faith in Christ. The Lord Jesus says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life." In the 21st chapter of Numbers, Moses records that the people of Israel grumbled against God in the wilderness. So then God sent fiery serpents to bite the people, and many of them died. Try as they might, the people could not heal themselves from this deadly snake bite. There was no potions or ointments that could make them better. from this lethal venom. So the people cried to Moses. God told Moses to build a fiery serpent out of bronze and to put it on a pole. And whoever looked at the bronze serpent was healed. All their efforts to preserve their lives failed. Nevertheless, God provided for their salvation. All they had to do was look upon the snake. And so it is with Jesus. When the snake bites you, when you've sunk into your filthy lusts, when you've spoken evil against your neighbor, when you've gotten unjustly angry, when you've loved yourself more than your wife or your children, when you've grown lazy and unconcerned toward God's word, when Satan deceives you and seduces you into sin, shame, and you struggle with the guilt of that bite, what do you do? Do you rush home for a remedy? A balm for your invention to soothe the burning bite? Do you try to make up for your sins by doing good works? Or do you convince yourself that your sins are really not all that bad? None of these solutions will draw sin's poison from you. No, instead you must look to Jesus. Jesus, who although he had no sin, hangs upon the cross for you in the very form of a sinner. You look to Jesus, who takes your poison, and you live eternally. As you gaze upon that curse hanging upon that tree, you see the God who saves. You see the Father who loved the world so that he sent his Son to die, that while you were still sinning, you see the Son, who although he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death upon a cross. You see the one whom God anointed with his Holy Spirit so that he would speak good news to the poor, even from the cross. You see, when you look at Jesus on the cross, you see the Holy Trinity. You see the God who saves. Like the Israelites dying of snake bites in the wilderness, there's nothing you can do to save yourself from your dying condition. You can only look to Jesus. Your works cannot save you. Only faith in Jesus Christ and the Father who sent him saves. Now this seems so easy, but it's not. It's impossible for you. It's impossible to believe in Jesus. St. Paul says in his first letter to the Christians in Corinth that the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Jesus says in today's gospel reading that that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You cannot believe in Jesus Christ, your Lord, or come to him by your own reason or strength, because by nature you are dead in your trespasses, dead in your unbelief. And dead people can't choose to be alive. So then what's the solution? Jesus says, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Your first birth did you no good in regard to the kingdom of God. You can confess with King David, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And so then everything you receive from your natural conception and birth is corrupted with sin. All your strength and all your reason is corrupted. You need to be born again. The first birth just won't do. Now the word Jesus used for again can also mean from above. And Jesus probably meant this as a double entendre. You must be born again. That is, you must be born from above. For he himself says, no one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And so if you want to ascend into heaven, that is, if you want to be saved, you must be born from above. Jesus was born from above by the Holy Spirit. His mother was a virgin. And the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, overshadowed her, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus received a birth from above. This resulted in our God becoming a man. And so by the work of that same Holy Spirit, you need a new birth. You need a birth from above, so that you too may ascend into heaven. Well, how does this birth take place? Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You are born again, and from above, in the waters of holy baptism. It is there that the Holy Spirit comes upon you and gives you a new birth that your mother cannot give you. St. Paul calls this the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes upon you and changes you. You are no longer simply flesh, enslaved to the things of the flesh, but you are also spirit, empowered to do the works of the Spirit, to believe, to trust in God, and to love your neighbor. This work of the Holy Spirit is called baptismal regeneration. Now, many people deny baptismal regeneration because they do not want to believe that putting water on a baby's head changes anyone. I mean, how can water do such great things? Well, certainly not just water, but it is the Word of God in and with the water that does these things. And the Holy Spirit works through the Word of God in the water to turn hearts of stone to Christ. Your baptism worked. Since you are here learning about your Savior, is testimony that the Holy Spirit worked and still works in you. Your baptism was your renewal by the Holy Spirit. You were baptized not only in the name of the Holy Spirit, but also in the name of the Father and of the Son. So the triune God saved you. Only the triune God can save you. Only the Father can send His Son to die for your sins. Only the Son can become man and take your place with the punishment of hell. And only the Holy Spirit can join you to the Son in baptism and in faith. In the Old Testament reading, Isaiah saw God sitting upon a throne, and in terror he cried out, woe is me. Now in the disrespectful culture, people might not get what this big hubbub is about. I mean, isn't God everywhere? They might ask. But God comes to you in specific places and in specific ways. This is why you sing the chorus of the seraphim before communion. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. You confess that the thrice holy God, the very Trinity Himself, is before you. He is here because His Word is here. He is here because Christ is proclaimed, crucified for your sins. He is here because the Father is preached as reconciled with you, a sinner washed in the blood of Jesus. He is here because the Holy Spirit is kindling your hearts even now to believe in this forgiveness and peace, which only can come from the Holy Trinity. Dear saints in Christ, you are in the presence of God, the Holy Trinity. And yet you do not cry in terror as Isaiah did. You do not lament, woe is me, because the Holy Trinity is here to save you. He has washed away your sins in the blood of Christ, when he gave you a new birth in the waters of baptism. He put his name upon you in your baptism. And at the beginning of each service, he proclaims to you again, through his servant in his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is upon his holy people. The Holy Trinity is here to bear witness to you what he knows. That testimony is the love of God, which saves you through Jesus Christ. And even today, God will touch your lips and take away your sins when he feeds you the divine and human body and blood of your Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you are in the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that is exactly where you want to be. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus, on to everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
worship you not as we ought, but as we are able. Within the frailty of our minds and hearts that still struggle against sin and unbelief, guard us by your Spirit that we may not grow weary nor lose sight of the goal before us. Work in us to display the good works of him who has called us from darkness into his marvelous light. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Father, you have revealed yourself to us in Christ, that we may know you by faith and confess you before the world. Give us your Spirit that all churches may confess truly and faithfully your word, and live in harmony with in doctrine and life, in anticipation of that day when we shall kneel together at your altar. Lord, in your mercy, blessed Father, you gave your only Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Bless the work of missionaries as they carry this gospel to the ends of the earth, that many may hear of your love in your Son and be saved through him. Lord, in your mercy, blessed Father, you sit enthroned as King forever. Bless all who rule us in your stead with wisdom and understanding, that truth and justice may prevail in our land and lawlessness may be kept at bay. Lord, in your mercy, blessed Father, we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism we receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Bill, Carl, and Linda, continually by your word and Spirit that they may faithfully keep the covenant into which they have been called, boldly confess their Savior, and finally share with all your saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, blessed Father, uphold especially Roger, Sarah, Helen, Rod, Bev, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Moe, Denny, Ruth, Janet, Tammy, Roger, Steve, Rachel, Shirley, Michael, Dan, Deanna, Robin, Brianna, Chuck, Lizia, Gordon, Deb, Pastor Fish, Mary, Billy, the family of Milo Gray, the Vicar Langton family, and the Leslie family, and all who suffer in our midst by the truth that since you are at their right hand, they cannot be shaken. Gladden their hearts, cause their tongues to rejoice, and make their flesh dwell in hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send from your altar, blessed Father, the very body and blood of Christ. Cleanse us and our lips by this blessed sacrament, delivering the atonement Christ has won for us, that we may be worthy to stand before you now and at the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, from whom all fatherhood is named, we give you thanks for earthly fathers. Give them confidence in their station and zeal for their task to care for their children faithfully. Make them examples to their children of godly life and love of your word. Bless their work of bringing up children in the fear and instruction of the Lord. And give them the comfort of your absolution over all their shortcomings. Gather us together with all your fathers to your eternal household through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, one God now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament.
Yeah. The Lord be with you.
Of majesty co-equal.
Therefore, with angels and archangels, with Marlowe and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, the Lamb of God,
Christ, true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior. Welcome. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ given to death for your sin.
Take, drink, Savior, Jesus Christ,
shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. This true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. True body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. True body of Christ, given to death for your sin.
Take,
drink. Have the true blood, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and shed for the body of Christ.
Thank you.
Please rise with me, please. Same in faith toward thee, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless me the Lord. Make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.